Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello everyone and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The regular season is now among us this Monday, Labor Day weekend, as the Patriots are taking the practice field, and it certainly feels like Miami weather here in Foxborough as they prepare to face the Miami Dolphins in Miami for the regular season opener. Now let's get to the news and notes from this afternoon. Rob Gronkowski spoke to the media earlier today announcing that he will play on Sunday. Now to what extent or to what capacity, that will be yet to be seen until game time on Sunday, but certainly a good sign to know that Rob Gronkowski, number 87, will be back on the field. Now speaking of the tight ends, this will be another chance for us to see Tim Wright, who the Patriots acquired last week. He played a little bit in the preseason finale against the Giants, out on the field here today, and we'll have a chance to see more of him on Sunday as well. Over the weekend, the Patriots released 19 players. Now, among the roster transactions, quarterback Ryan Mallett was traded to the Houston Texans, so he is not out here today. So you're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo as the backup quarterback to Tom Brady, both of them out here on the field Monday afternoon. And among the 19 players released over the weekend, one of them includes long snapper Danny Aiken, who many would have assumed was seemingly safe, if you will, after having two long snappers competing throughout training camp. But the Patriots have signed 10 players to the practice squad, and one of them is long snapper Charlie Hewlett, who was formerly with the Cowboys. Now, he was out here on the practice field earlier today. Now, the Patriots roster does stand with 53 players active right now, so if they wanted to bring Charlie Hewlett to the 53-man roster, they would have to make another transaction this week. But for right now, you're looking at potentially no player assigned to that long snapper position, but Rob Ninkovich also said that he does have experience in that position, and we saw a little bit of that earlier this preseason as well. Moving on to the defensive line, the Patriots released Tommy Kelly last week, but they did add some depth to that defensive lineman position, adding Bruce Gaston, who is currently signed with Arizona, and Kelsey Quarles from the New York Giants. So the Patriots have gotten that roster down. They've signed 10 players to the practice squad, and the regular season is here. They are getting ready to face the Miami Dolphins in Miami on Sunday. That'll do it from the practice fields, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.